It's so good to see everybody. Baruch Hashem, to look around and see the faces of young and of old. Thinking over conversations that we've had together in different venues, in different channels. Spoken by phone, spoken via Zoom. Some of us have had socially distanced driveway chats. And thinking over the tikkunim that so many of you shared with us, how we could grow forward. And some of you highlighted rethinking tefillah, and some of you highlighted rethinking chesed, rethinking how we use our Shabbos table for our own family, and how we use our Shabbos table for bringing in guests and for reaching out to others and putting people at ease. You know, one of the larger themes that I think emerges from so many of the conversations and from so much of the thinking is that in this tekufa of closure and of quarantine, everything that we accomplish takes hard work. There is no coasting. If we've succeeded in having some sort of family schedule and a routine, it's because we worked at it. If we're succeeding at our We have children, school-age children at home, and things are working out with Zoom school to the extent that it's working out. It's because we've worked at it, and we've thought and rethought who's going to be where and how is it going to work. If you've been teaching via Zoom, it's certainly what success you've enjoyed is certainly the result of hard work. In any industry, unless you have already been working remotely, that which we're succeeding at in this tekufa, more than perhaps any other, it's because we're working at it. To a great extent, things nowadays, they don't happen on their own. Things don't happen automatically. They certainly don't happen by rote. It's by our work. We're not just moving with momentum. We're not just moving with inertia. And as we consider this perspective on our lives in this tekufa, I think it might shed light on a well-worn Rashi, the beginning of Parashas Bechukosei. Like so many Rashis in an opening pasuk of a Sedra, it's one that we've looked at many times, we've heard discussed even more times. In Bechukosei Teilechu, Bechukosei opens with the brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans to shower on Klal Yisrael, if we behave as we ought. But the way the Torah describes that is in Bechukosei Teilechu Ves Mitzvosei Tishmoru. If you'll walk in my chukim and you'll keep my mitzvahs. So Rashi comments that they sound like they're the same thing. They sound like they're both talking about performance of mitzvahs, but that would be redundant. It's Mitzvosei Tishmoru means to keep the mitzvahs. Bechukosei Teilechu Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah. That you'll work hard at Torah. And many of us, no doubt, have heard Musar Shmuz in Yeshiva that focus on, from this Rashi as we head towards Shavuos, the importance of redoubling our time, our use of time in terms of learning. But a simple question. Amelim Batorah, working hard. Where's the reference to working hard? In Bechukosei Teilechu, if you'll walk in my chukim. Walking doesn't seem particularly difficult. Where's the amelus? You want to say that it talks about, that's a reference to learning Torah? Okay, but the focus is amelim b'Torah, working hard. Where's the working hard in the word Teilechu? So I think on one level, you know, our English idiom that we use about our lives right now, you know, talk about keeping it going, to go. In Bechukosei Teilechu, if you'll go with my mitzvahs, if you'll keep it going, that's not easy. That's not necessarily easy. But there's more. But there's more. The Or HaChaim on this pasuk has, as he every once in a while will give many interpretations on a phrase. He gives 20 interpretations on Bechukosei Teilechu. I'm making plag, so we're not talking about all of them. I want to talk about just one, the fourth one. To walk, he points out, sometimes means to follow a path, to be in a certain way of living, to adopt a certain way of living. As a matter of fact, the word halacha comes perhaps from this pasuk. Halacha doesn't mean law. Halacha means walking. In b'chukosai teilechu. But it means to walk through life in a particular way. B'chukosai. To walk within. To walk through life within the framework of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations for us. That means that we're not just keeping a mitzvah here and there. It means that we're not just focused on Ratzon Hashem when we're in the Beis HaKnesses, when we're in the Beis HaMedrash, when we're in the places that we maybe formerly had associated with being the centers of our religious life. Our homes are a Mikdash Ma'at. Our work can be a Mikdash Ma'at. The backyard or the street where we exercise, with caution, with safety, those are all places of our Avodas Hashem. In B'chukosai Teilechu, the Aruch Chaim appears to suggest, means that it's something thoughtful and it's something all-encompassing. We're not just doing mitzvahs here and there, but we're asking ourselves throughout our lives, Mo Hashem Elokeinu Doresh Meitanu. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want of me right now, at every part of my life? That's B'chukosai Teilechu. That's what halacha is meant to mean. You know, they tell a story with a Kutzker. The Kutzker is known for his very sharp wit. And he was once in a Beis Medrash, and the fellow next to him, no chassid of the Kutzker, was a little taken with himself. The fellow knew how to learn nicely, but very taken with himself. And the Kutzker overhears this this arrogant fellow saying, I'm so strong in learning, I could answer any kasha and shas. I have an answer for any question you might ask me in learning. The Kutzker looks at him with piercing eyes, and he said, how about the kasha, the question of the Rav HaChovel? And the Kutzker, as was his wont, dropped a one-liner and walked off. Exit stage left. And this Lamdin was puzzled. Who's the Rav HaChovel? Who is this sefer that he's quoting? The Rav HaChovel? Who's this rabbi who has this unanswerable question? And the Kutzker's Talmidim explained to this fellow, it's not a sefer you haven't come across, unless you've never looked in the Nevuah of Yonah. The Rav HaChovel is how the Navi refers to the captain on the ship. The captain's question to Yonah was Malach HaNirdam, why are you sleeping? Kum Kroi Elokecha, get up and call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Get up and connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, this capacity for hard work that we've been sharpening out of necessity over the last many weeks, whatever we've accomplished has been because we've been working at it. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu perhaps asks us to take that newfound, resharpened capacity for hard work and apply it forward. Apply it for Kum Kroi Elokecha. Apply it to seeking out HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout our lives. Not only asking Shilas about Shabbos and Kashrus, but to begin to look at all of life with the lenses of WWGW. What would God want? Mo Hashem Elokeinu Doresh Meitanu. To be holeich b'chukim. And this is, as we move forward, it's going to be, these lenses will stand us in good stead, now and in the future. To begin to think, to ask myself, even now, what would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want in what I post? What would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want in what I share? What would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want in the sort of conversations that we have under our roofs and on the phone, in what tone and what content? And in a certain sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to ask ourselves right now, what would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want in terms of where I travel? And Emir Tzashem going forward will take this renewed sense of halicha b'chukim, of understanding that What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is something that encompasses thoughtfully all of our lives. Mir Tashem, going forward, as we, when the time is right, begin to take steps towards resuming living in a sense as we had, but it's not going to be as we had, because it will resume certain activities, but understand that they all fall under the rubric of Mo Hashem Elokeinu Doresh Meitanu. We're going to ask ourselves, how do I spend? What should I spend on, and how publicly? We're going to ask ourselves, when I travel, where and how publicly? This is amal. This is hard work. Amelim batorah. The hard work of not only learning Torah, but living Torah. And the hard and rewarding work of bringing all of our lives within the compass of what would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want of us. And to the extent that we take these weeks to focus on our capacity for amelim, and to believe that we can continue to be amel, continue to grow this sense of amelim b'torah, of halicha b'chukim, of bringing more and more of our lives into the purview of how would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to do it, we pray that our movement and our steps towards increased, broader halicha b'chukim will in turn, as the Torah tells us at the opening of this parsha, bring forth the brachos of Yishavtem Levetach, bring forth the brachos of Nosati Shalom, the Ein Macharid, and bring forth the bracha of, as we are holeich b'chukei Hashem, as we walk throughout life within the framework of Ritzon Hashem, that we be zoche to see in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida keneged mida, give us the hishalachti b'sochechem, that HaKadosh Baruch will walk among us and we will feel ever greater kirvas Elokim. Wish you all a peaceful and productive Shabbos.